transcribed.
From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. You by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield's mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. By Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And Chiclet, the candy-coated gum with the flavor that won't chew out. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Hi, folks, it's Dean Martin. Friday has rolled around, and all hands are on deck for our weekly voyage across the airwaves. This show is Lucky 7 on our current series for Anacin, Chesterfields, and Dentine. And it's really a pleasure to be associated with these great products. Jerry should be along any minute now, but he's been a little upset. You see, his dog had pups yesterday, 9 little springers. Now, ordinarily, Jerry could take that in his stride, but he doesn't quite understand it. You see, his dog's name is Arthur. Well, anyway, until man's second best friend gets here, I'd like to turn hillbilly and do one of my latest recordings entitled Take the Night Train to Memphis.
Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis, and when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you, I'll be right there to greet you, so don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the day. Memphis, take that night train to Memphis, and when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you, I'll be right there to greet you, so don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. I will have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the day. Ah!
Thank you, folks, and right now I'd like to...
I'm going to take the day coach to Memphis. Oh, 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 oh. Pardon me, boy. Is that General Choo-Choo? Track 22.
Hey, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
What's with the Jerry, Jerry, Jerry? I'm not triplet.
Triplet? I'm not even sure your mother had one child.
Will you listen here, Dean?
I'm tired of you picking on me. I'm going to tell you all.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
Well, you should have had them clip when they did your nose.
There you go with your insults again. You always hurt me, Jerry. You want to irritate me. You go out of your way to aggravate me.
Tell the truth. Aren't I a rascal?
I'll tell you what you are. You're loud, coarse, vulgar, and uncouth.
So that's why Frank and Ava didn't invite me to the wedding.
Now, let's stop this arguing. I want to have a serious talk.
Speak up. I'm all ears.
You should have had him off when you clipped your head.
Now you're starting again. All right, D. Martin. From now on, I'm getting tough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
He had lived. I don't know where I am.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's time to introduce our first guest.
Oh, grand. Who is our first guest? Tell me. Confide in me. I hang on your every word.
Well, I invite a very distinguished gentleman. One of the world's leading authorities on fine foods.
Oh, excuse me, Dean, but your guest hasn't arrived yet. Shall I have Dick play something till he gets here?
Oh, no, I got a better idea, Jimmy. Hey, Dean, how about letting me speak for the authority on fine foods? I'm a glutton.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are proud to present one of our foremost epicures, a gourmet who has tasted every conceivable dish at every conceivable restaurant. That is the connoisseur of fine foods, Mr. Conrad von Crunch.
Well,
how are you, Mr. von Crunch?
I got heartburn.
Oh, that's a shame. Do you get heartburn often?
Only when I eat.
You must eat the wrong foods. Have you ever had an ulcer?
No, but I've had an avocado. Very good with sour cream.
Tell me, Mr. von Crunch, how did you decide to become a gourmet?
Well, I was always invested in two things. Good food and beautiful women.
But you lean toward the food, eh?
No, I lean toward the women. They pushed me into the food.
I imagine that your taste is very cosmopolitan.
Most of the time, but occasionally I like the ladies' home china.
No, you don't understand me. I mean, you enjoy all sorts of foreign food.
Oh, I've eaten every restaurant in the world.
Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is a little place right outside of Dublin, Ireland, Finnegan's Grill.
Finnegan's Grill? What's the specialty of the house?
Motherboard soup.
That's not an Irish dish.
Then crepe Suzette ain't a French dish.
But crepe Suzette is a French dish.
Yeah, them butter blintzes.
Well, at least me, I always thought they were ravioli. Do you like ravioli?
No, I don't care for that Swedish food.
Tell me, Mr. von Crunch, is it true that real epicures like their steaks very rare?
The rarer, the better.
Well, how do you fix your steaks?
Well, usually I just hang it on a hook and walk past it with a lit cigarette.
Well, for goodness sake.
Oh, that's nothing. Some folks run fast.
What is the most unusual dish you've ever eaten?
What is the most unusual dish? Oh, yeah, once I ate a cracked Wedgwood dinner plate.
No, I mean
that. And I finished it off with two cups of salsa and a pop-up toaster.
You don't seem to understand. I mean unusual food.
This is usual food.
Any other interesting experiences?
Well, there was the time I had lunch with the Shah of Balderdash. The main course is chicken fried pomegranates.
Chicken fried pomegranates? How were they prepared?
They were dipped in sweet and sour breadcrumbs, boiled in kerosene, and served on a flaming pretzel.
Boiled in kerosene? Well, how'd it taste?
The pretzels were too salty.
Tell me, Mr. von Crunch, any other interesting experiences in your travels?
Well, on my last European trip, I managed to have dinner at the Kremlin.
Really? What was the main course?
Roast stuffed peasant.
What do you mean, peasant?
I see you've never dined at the Kremlin.
Mr. von Crunch, our time is running short. But before you go, I wonder if you'd like to give us one of your favorite recipes.
Well, my all-time favorite is French fried orange peels.
Well, tell me more. Tell me more.
It's very simple. It's very simple.
What? They didn't pay a double admission here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. You take. And cut the peels into strips a quarter of an inch wide and 10 inches long.
Well, how can you get a 10-inch strip from an orange?
Idiot, you use a grapefruit.
Yes, sir.
Now, you place the peels in a bowl and add a level forkful of sugar.
A level forkful?
enough, you can add a heaping pinch of nutmeg, a grain of salt, a dash of pepper, a drop of vinegar, a touch of olive oil, a pat of butter, and 3/4 of a pound of chicken fat.
Well, it sounds absolutely delicious.
Delicious? You speak about delicious. In all your life, you've never tasted anything more sickening than this.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, no, you get out.
Everybody, it's time to sound off for Chesterfield.
From New Orleans to Kalamazoo, smokers are going for something new. Finding Chesterfield sets the pace with low ampers and aftertaste. Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
No ampers and aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Yes, science discovered what you can prove. You better get into the smoking group. For Chesterfield now sets the pace with low ampers and aftertaste.
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield. Milder, 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 milder. Chesterfield. That's right.
Don't make a boo-boo, just join the crowd. Sound off at Chesterfield clear and loud. Buy the one that gives you more. Get a carton or two at your nearest store.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Buy a pack of Chesterfield.
Do it.
Really, folks, all Jerry and I want you to do is sound off for Chesterfield's and get something new. Something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Try a pack of Chesterfield's and do it today. Some of our loveliest songs have been inspired by the lush romantic atmosphere of the Hawaiian Islands. I'd like to sing a new one for you. It's my latest recording, so Mr. Stabile, Blue Smoke.
Blue smoke goes drifting by into the deep blue sky. And when I think of home, I sadly sigh. Love and tears in your eyes as we fondly say our last goodbye. And as I sail away with a longing to stay, I promise I'd be true and love only. Into the deep blue sky, my memories of home will never die.
Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, when we ask you to try Anacin for the relief of pain due to a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, we're not asking you to try a new or unproved method. For there are many people listening in now who have been introduced to Anacin tablets by their own dentists or physician. You who have received Anacin this way know the effective, incredibly fast relief these tablets bring. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. People by the thousands are using modern Anacin today instead of other ways. Doesn't their experience seem worth following? Try Anacin the next time you suffer pains from headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. You will be delighted with the results. Ask your druggist for Anacin today. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had the great fortune of presenting some wonderful guests on our show, but tonight, Jerry and I take great pride in presenting a young lady who we feel sure is to be nominated for the Academy Award for her magnificent performance in The Place in the Sun. Ladies and gentlemen, meet the glamorous Miss Shelley Winters.
Well, hi, Shelley.
Hello, Dean. I'm really very happy to be here.
Hey, Dean, have you seen my...
Well, jumping Jupiter, who's that chick?
Oh, Jerry, cut that out. Say hello to Shelley Winters there, Jer.
You mean Shelley Summers?
No, he means Shelley Winters.
Don't kid me, lady. We don't allow no winters in California.
This broomstick get in here without a witch?
Listen, lady, I don't have to stand here and have you tolerate me.
Jerry, before you make a complete fool of yourself, this lady happens to be Shelley Winters, the movie star.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Hey, I saw you in that picture Behave Yourself with Farkle Granger.
Farley Granger.
No, you mean Farley Granger.
Look, Jerry, I've had enough of this. I'm here as your guest. All I want from you is respect, consideration, and a little common courtesy.
No money.
Shelley, I'll have to apologize for my partner. He's been like this ever since he was born.
Born? You mean he's human?
Sure, I'm human. What's so different about me? When you hit me, I cry. When you pinch me, I scream. When you cut me, I bleed. When you tickle me, I laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
I was right the first time. He wasn't born. He was accumulated.
Oh, now, come on. Let's stop all this arguing, dear.
Good idea. All kidding on the other side, Shelley. I saw you in A Place in the Sun, and you were peachy.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it, Jerry.
Boy, I wish I could play in a picture like that.
Well, why don't we try our own version now?
Oh, we can't do that. A Place in the Sun was all about two girls and a boy.
So we'll do it with two boys and a girl. This is a crime.
Well, good idea. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have not seen that thrilling motion picture, A Place in the Sun, our thoughtful stars have prepared their own version of this very stirring drama. Here are Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Shelley Winters in A Spot in the Shade. This is the story of the Eternal Triangle. The story of Georgia, who loves Angelo and hates Albert. The story of Angelo, who loves Georgia and hates Albert. And the story of Albert, the most popular boy in town. As our scene opens, we find Georgia and Angelo down by the lake. They are confused, mixed up, or plunging.
Angelo, what are we going to do about Albert?
There's only one thing to do. Tell him the truth about us.
I can't do it. How can I face him?
I've often wondered.
Sneaking and hiding. I just hate to deceive him this way.
There's no other way. We must do the honorable thing.
Yeah, we'll drown him.
Shh, he's coming.
Hi, Georgia. Look what I brought.
Hey, what are you doing with my finance?
Why, Albert, I believe you're jealous.
Me? Jealous? Uh-huh. Because I come to a secluded nook and find my girl in the lap of a strange man, you think I'm jealous? No, oh, I'm not well at all.
Don't feel that way, Albert. You know I love you.
You shouldn't strain yourself, Blake.
You really love me? Then kiss me, you fool, you. Hey, what about me?
Oh, no, I don't even know you.
Albert, I want you and Angelo to be great friends.
Sure, Albert, we'll be real buddies. By the way,
can you swim?
Can I swim? Why, you're talking to a man who used to be the lifeguard of the bird bath. Anyone who can I swim, just ask Esther Williams. Call up Johnny Weissmuller. Talk to Buster Crabbe. He wants to know if I can swim.
Can you?
Well, no.
Can't swim at all, eh?
Not a stroke. In fact, last week I almost drowned in my kitchen.
Really? How'd it happen?
I fell on a wet mop.
Can't swim at all. Well, why don't we all go out in the rowboat?
I have a premonition, but I'm too good-natured to refuse.
Angelo, you row, and Albert can sit here next to me. There now, is everybody comfortable?
Oh, gee.
What's the matter with you?
I'm getting seasick. Oh, I wish I was dead. Darling, darling, over the bounding main.
Georgia, let's get him overboard.
Okay. Albert, why don't you sit on the edge and let your feet dangle in the water?
Goody, goody. I'll take off my shoes and socks. Don't you peek.
Hey, look, he has 13 toes.
So what? I'm not superstitious.
Come on, Angelo. He's all set. Rock the boat.
Okay, here goes.
Oh, please, don't rock the boat.
We got him now.
Oh, no, the whole stomach is tiny. Don't rock the boat. Oh, no, you can row to the middle and as far as you want to go, but don't rock it.
Another way to kill him, anything. But don't rock it!
Sorry if we rock too far. The boat's filling up. We're sinking.
Oh, what'll we do?
What'll we do? We got a man a mizzen mast. Hoist the mainsail. Clear the poop deck. And row, row, row.
We gotta row, row, row.
Before we drown, we'd better row, row, row.
The water's rising. We must row and keep alert.
There's no time to flirt.
Don't mind if I drown, but I don't want to shrink my shirt.
I think we're sinking. It's too late.
Oh, 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 oh.
If we sink, we are sunk.
Like a donut, I'll dunk. We better roll.
We've all safely landed on the shore again. Let's all give our attention to Jimmy Wallington.
Thanks, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
Chiclet.
Taste the difference when you chew. Flavor on the outside, inside, too.
Chiclet.
Time the difference by the clock. Flavor lingers, tick, tick, tock.
Chiclet.
Count the difference. Count 'em, cousin. Every box, an even dozen.
Chiclet.
Get the big nickel's worth. You can taste the difference, time the difference, count the difference. And whether you chew gum to keep your mouth fresh and clean, or just for the plain fun of chewing it, you'll be better off on every count with Chiclets. They're flavored on the outside, flavored on the inside. With Chiclets, you don't chew the flavor out, you chew the flavor in. That's why the goodness lingers on and on.
They're candy-coated.
Flavor-coated.
Pleasure-coated.
And more fun for your money. So get the big nickel's worth.
Chiclet.
Well, it was a rainy afternoon in New York some years ago, and I stopped into one of those Times Square cigar stores to make a phone call. The wall in the phone booth was one of those plate glass affairs, and I stood there just one warm inch from the crowded sidewalk and the pattering rain. My number was busy, and as I waited,
searching faces in the throng, my heart suddenly turned somersaults. I had never seen anything as pert and cute as the little chick who paused near me to fix her broken umbrella. She must have sensed I was staring because I caught her eye. We smiled through the glass wall. She saw my lips moving, and I guess she thought I was talking on the telephone. It was just a fleeting minute, and we never met again. So she never learned that I was really singing to her. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, why I love you so. If I could be with you one hour tonight, if I were free to do the things I might, I'm telling you the truth, I'd do anything but blue. If I could be with you. Thank you, Germ.
That's one of my favorite songs. If I could be with you a half hour tonight.
Jerry, not a half hour, an hour.
Dean, you know how busy I am.
Well, boys, I guess it's time for me to say goodnight.
Good night, Ellie Allen.
Until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our current release, That's My Boy, and our newest picture, Sailor Beware. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show with their special guest, Miss Shelley Winters, who can currently be seen in the Universal International production, The Raging Tide, co-starring with Richard Conte and Stephen McNally. Our radio show tonight was written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile, brought to you by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield's mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. By Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And Chiclet, the candy-coated gum with a flavor that won't chew out.
Here, Duffy's Tavern with Archie on NBC.